looking for their first win. So, you know, one thing you got to look at, size. Look down through the rosters here, size. 6'3", 6'6", 6'3", 6 foot, 6 foot, 6 foot for North Putnam, and that's what we've struggled with, the size.
Get my starting lineup sheet, Brad.
There's one there. You can have that one.
All right, here we go. Starting lineups for the North Unites. Starting at guard, while Caleb Swearingen still out and injured. Caleb should be back by the Wabash Valley Classic. Brevin Cooper. At the other guard, Carson Gettle back in the starting lineup. Dylan Newsell, a senior. Gavin Morris, a sophomore. And Cade Bryant, a 6'3 forward. He's a junior, number 35, Cade Bryant. And now for North Putnam. Putnam, number 4, Chris Murray. Number 10 will be Zach Huff, a freshman. A senior, number 12, Evan Davies. Another senior, number 21, Andrew Pickle. And another Pickle, number freshman, he's number 32 of Aaron Pickle. So, the two Pickle brothers, they're wearing the National Guard uniforms as well. And one thing Coach Byron said in the coach interview, that the Pickle kid, he's tall, he's lengthy, and he's learned how to use his size. He's gotten a lot better in recent years.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing about it is you look at the size here with Andrew 6'6", but his little brother, freshman 6 foot, both of them starting here together. That's a dream right there for a proud parent sitting up in the stands. So
we're about to get underway. North in black uniforms. They're trying to get their first win on the season. The biggest issue all season long, Brad, has been they haven't been able to play all four quarters. They've played great in three of four. There's always that one, though, that puts them in a bind.
Well, like you said, we need a couple players in, you know, to put up 18, 20 points, but we need all five starters to put up 10. If we can get 50 between the five starters, we'll start winning some basketball games.
Cade Bryant averages 16 points a game, while Carson Gettle averaging 12.5, and that was big in part to his last game against Tri-West, where he was the leading scorer with 24. Here we go. At midcourt, and ball's loose in the air, still fighting for it. Gavin Morris comes up with it. Gettle finds Bryan underneath, and Cade Bryan will be called for a travel on the other side of the court.
Hey, dribbled, so I don't know where it was a travel. But that's where we start. Knights had the possession off the tip.
I'll tell you, it's going to be a quick start. Quick for Knights to hit. Now North Putnam has it. Zach Huff. Across the timeline, fires on the left side to Aaron Pickle, who gets off to brother Andrew Pickle. Andrew extinguishes it to Murray. Murray drives inside. Now a little five-footer right hand is good by Evan Davies. 2-0. Cooper brings it up court off to Dylan Newsell, who fires it to Gettle. Gettle using a Cade Bryant screen. Pick and pop. Bryant thought about it. He'll pump fake and drive. Tries to throw it to Cooper, and he'll get it turned over.
That's the second turnover now for Cade Bryan here early.
Zach Huff lobs the pass to Andrew Pickle on the left wing. He'll drive on Cade Bryan and a travel. Shuffled his feet. So North threw a chance to tie or take the lead with just 54 seconds into tonight's ball game.
Quick basket there earlier by North Evan Davies for North Putnam. And I like to see how Davies, you know, moves the ball.
Turnover on the press. Brevin Cooper turns it over. Throws in the left corner for three. Rims in and out for Andrew Pickle. Rebounded by Newsell. Now Cooper. Off to Morris. Thought about the three. Won't take it. He made a three last week.
Yeah, I'd like to see him shoot more of them. He's got a beautiful shot.
Cooper on the wing. Fires it off to Cade Bryan. Bryan now back to Cooper. Top of the arc. Morrissey trying to work through some offense. Morris will have to hand it right back off to Brevin Cooper. He'll drive to the bucket. Left hand, got it.
Nice job by Brevin Cooper attacking the basket. 2-2.
6:20 to go in the opening quarter of play. Zach Huff across the timeline. Cooper will meet him at half court. Huff drives left side. Gets Cooper off his feet. Huff will have to spin around, find somebody. He will, and Aaron Pickle. 6 minutes ago, Huff darts the pass right side to Murray. Murray then swings it to the top of the arc, feeds it inside the Pickle, and travel.
Sure, watching it, man.
Good drive by Cade Bryan. Good job defensively by Bryan. Here comes the pressure. Bryant gets a bounce to him, nearly turned over. He'll corral it. Bryant trying to fake it to Neusel. It'll be batted out of bounds and stay with Northview. Neusel will pass it in right in front of the student section.
Cade Bryant almost turned that over, and that had been his third turnover here in the first 3 minutes.
Carson Gettle gets the inbounds. Now off to Neusel. Feeds baseline to Cade Bryant. Thought about the 18-footer. Decided not to. Fed Gettle a little too late. He was open for the three. Now it's Bryant. Out wide to Neusel. Neusel in the corner for three.
Got it.
There you go. 5-2.
Neusel, that's his hot spot. That's where he likes to shoot it.
Three-pointers in the corner.
That's what the Knights got to do. They got to be smooth with their passes.
Zach up, inbound pass on the right block. Nobody had the baseline guy as Kevin Davies gets his fourth point of the contest. 5-4, Knights lead by one. Cade Bryant not slowing down, takes it himself. A little too recklessly, and now here comes Pickle. Pickle, guarded by Gavin Morris, right hand, good. Just like that, North Putnam retakes the lead.
Cade Bryant was out of control there, driving to the basket, and he wanted a foul. It was triple-teamed.
Neusel passes it in midair, finds Cooper. Cooper shoved to the ground. Cade Bryant now has it. Off to Gettle. Gettle driving, throws up the right hand. And they're going to say it's a hand check on the ground, so Gettle's shot wouldn't have counted anyway. Smooth rotation on the ball by Gettle.
Fouls on Murray. That's his first, team's first. First of the game for either team.
Cooper to pass in from underneath. Finds Brian, 18-footer, got it. You leave him open for an 18-footer. You're going to knock it down more than normal. 7-6, Northview's lead. Zach Huff, covered by Cooper on the right side. Taken away by Cooper. Ball's loose on the floor, dove, and now North Putnam corrals it. Huff regains it. Huff goes at Gavin Morris, left hand foul.
Body foul on Morris.
Yep. Morris bent over just a little bit. Got to go straight up.
That's Morris's first foul, team's first foul. Zach Huff will go to the line to shoot two.
Tyler Hess is set to check in. Coach Michael Byram talking to the official.
Huff misses the first one.
Dylan Neusel will come out. Tyler Hess will come in. Tyler Hess a week ago against Tri-West, he was a big reason why they're in the game in the beginning. He was making shot after shot after shot. Getting his first start of the season with Carson Gettle not starting.
Huff makes the second one.
7-6, Knights lead. Cooper off to Bryan. Finds Gettle. Gettle for the long three.
Got it.
You need Carson Gettle to keep doing that.
Yeah, that was about a 25-footer.
Carry his momentum over from last week. He wasn't missing against Tri-West.
Got a foul on Cooper, it looks like, or Gettle. On the reach in.
Yeah, it looks like it's on Cade Bryan. No, it's on Morris.
No, it was on Cade Bryan.
Well, they put Morris on the board, so. Yeah,
that was the last foul. They haven't updated it, Corey.
There you go, Cade Bryan. Look, I got this
team
long
second
angle.
Yeah, this angle's a little different. We're setting on the baseline.
On the stage. Pickle with a nice move.
Pickle.
How about that for a big man?
Pickle with a travel before the lay-in, but.
10-8, Knights lead by two. Morris off to Cade Bryan. Swings the pass to Gettle. Gettle drives in, back out. Gettle now drives right baseline. Throws it behind the backboard off to Hess. They're moving the ball well, and Bryant for
Bryant
three.
With the trifecta. That's what the Knights have got to do, Corey. They've got to move the basketball. Be fluent with it.
That was beautiful.
Yes.
13-8.
That's the first
lead.
Time we've seen them in every game. That's the first time we've seen them be patient and move the ball around.
Hess throws it, nearly taken away by Cooper. And Cooper thought it bounced off Huff again. It might have, but.
Morris is going to check out, and Garrison will check in.
Birthday boy.
Yeah, Garrison wearing number 5 tonight.
Keegan Garrison celebrating a birthday. He'd love nothing more to get their first win of the year. 3 minutes to go, 13-8 in the opening quarter. Swings it left side for North Putnam. Huff has it.
A little matchup zone here by the Knights. I kind of like it with the. This lengthy Pickle.
Andrew Pickle on the right side, back out on top to Huff. Now it's going Pickle to Huff to Pickle. They're just going right to left up top of the arc. Now Huff for three. No good. Ball's loose. Batted away. Rebounded by Pickle and contested by Keegan Garrison. He'll get called for the shooting foul.
No, that's going to be on Cade Bryan. Cade Bryan picks up his second foul.
I was hoping. Can't have that.
And Andrew Pickle goes to the line to shoot two.
So Gavin Moore set to check in. Aaron Pickle, free throw up and good. Morris will come in for Cade Bryan. So you don't want this game. If you're North, you want to keep it as close as you can with Cade Bryan on the bench.
Well, no, you want to extend the lead.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, right? you want to extend the lead. You know, it doesn't all filter around one player. Pickle takes them both.
13-10. Pressure down low. Cooper gets it taken away. That's the second turnover off the press. Three-pointer to tie it. No good. Rebounded by Garrison. Now here goes Brevin Cook. Cooper. Cooper, left side. Hands off to Hess. Thought about the three.
Almost traveled.
Now to Gettle. Gettle drives.
Oh, he shoves off.
Ten-footer. Got it.
Right in front of the official. Gettle got by with one there.
That was 100%. I'm not going to complain.
Colin McCart, the coach for North Putnam, is furious with the short little official.
Andrew Pickle drives in. Body foul on the ground.
And that's going to be on Morris, I believe.
No, that one's on Keegan.
Keegan?
15-10, 2:06 to go in the opening quarter.
14 Pickle, fouls.
Pickle has in the corner. Pickle swings it. Back out to his brother, Aaron Pickle.
Lines off. The 6'6", Andrew Pickle looks awful tall against Brevin Cooper.
Huff, now off to Pickle. Back out to Huff. Swings it right side in the hands of Murray. They're just swinging the ball left to right so they can get an opening. This is basically four-corner motion.
Yep.
Nearly knocked away. Pickle going to the rim. Right hand up and under. Good.
Nice move there by the big fella. That's 8 points for Pickle. He's got eight of their 12.
15-12, a minute and a half to go. Cooper hands off to Hess in the corner. Back out to Gettle. Wide open for three.
In and out.
Oh, look good. Full court. Gettle nearly got it. It's in the hands of Pickle on the left baseline. Back out top to Huff. North Putnam just swinging it. 18-footer for Pickle. Off the front of the rim. No good. Nobody blocked out Huff. And little brother Pickle for three. Rebounded by Gavin Morris. Cooper finds Hess for a three-pointer. Rolls around, no good. Morris could have been called for a foul, but he wasn't.
51 seconds to go in the first period.
15-12, Knights lead. They led at the end of the first against Tri-West a week ago on the road. Aaron Pickle in the corner now to Chris Murray. Murray drives baseline, picks up his dribble, throws it away. And it's going to be a turnover.
Three turnovers for the Cougars, four for the Knights. And the Knights will have the ball with one opportunity here, 33.4.
And because North Putnam didn't go get the basketball, it's going to be out of bounds underneath the basket close to us. So Cooper to pass in, gets it to Gettle. Gettle drives right side, holds on the ball near the volleyball line. Picks up his dribble, throws it away to Gavin Morris. 22 seconds. Cooper now, 20 seconds. 17 seconds with Cooper. Finds Gavin Morris.
Coach Byram's calling out Philadelphia.
Now Gettle. Gettle. Cooper. Cooper three.
Got it.
How about that? Ball movement on a tee.
6 seconds, though. A lot of clock.
Huff finds Pickle. 3-2 at the buzzer. Short.
Almost.
They had plenty of time to drive, and they didn't do it. 18-12. Knights with a 6-point advantage. Don't go anywhere. Right here. On Timeless Classics, WAMB.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812 208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here to North Putnam High School, 18-12. How about that? Only three missed shot attempts in the first quarter of play, Brad.
Yeah. And the good thing is we're 4 from 5 from three-point land. And that's where we've struggled this year, Corey. And they've been, you know, patient, moving the ball. I mean, we did have 4 turnovers, but.
There we go. 7:50 to go in the second quarter. Aaron Pickle has a left baseline going on Hess. Right hand, no good. Rebounded by Neusel. In the ball game for the North Unites is Dylan Neusel of Tyler Hess, Gettle and Gavin Morris.
Howald in.
And Howald.
Yep.
Drives baseline. He's going to be double teamed. Extends the pass back out to Gettle on the wing. Gettle driving. Throws it out wide to Howald. It's a turnover.
That's Gettle's first turnover. Just threw it away.
Right hand going at the bucket. And
offensive foul. Great job by Gavin Morris to take the charge.
Gavin Morris
helping him up.
Time.
Evan Davies picks him up.
What a job by Gavin Morris.
Yep. That.
Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. Full court press. Howald has it. Howald throws it in midair to Neusel. Cross court to Hess. Inside the Morris. Out wide the Ghetto for 3 short. I wish Gavin Morris would have just went up with a shot there.
Yeah, he had the opportunity. I think he was a little deep on the baseline, though. Bad angle to the backboard.
Aaron Pickle up top to Huff. On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's 18-12 North U. Neusel with the effort.
Good hustle by Neusel.
How about the defensive esk there? Pass it in. It's in the hands of Zach Huff. Huff across the timeline. 18-12, 6:44 to go in the second quarter. Huff on the left wing. Covered tightly by Howald. Will find himself on the left baseline before he gets it out to Murray. Neusel knocks it away. Picked up. Gettle all by himself. Right hand to layup easily. Up and in for Carson Gettle.
Nice job there by the Knights to scurry for the basketball, not give up on it. We're playing with intensity that I haven't seen so far this year, Corey.
I love it. Driving in, Huff. Off Howald. Right hand, rolls around, no good. Picked up by Gettle. Gettle ahead to Tyler Hess. And he got it.
Nice job running the floor and timeout North Putnam. 22-12.
How about that pass by Carson Gettle? And the team is running the floor, and they're looking for their first win of the season. They're on top by 10, 22-12. 6:03 to go in the second quarter. Don't go anywhere on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Does your business need a change in curb appeal? Let the team at U.S. Lawns go to work for you. U.S. Lawns, now at their new location, 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute, can do lawn maintenance and landscaping without charging you an arm and a leg. U.S. Lawns can also do residential fertilization, so your lawn will look its best all year long. U.S. Lawns can even remove snow from your parking lot this winter. Give U.S. Lawns a call today. You can find them on the web at uslawns.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We're back here at North Putnam High School. Big thanks first off to Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Brad Wallace, my broadcast partner. I'm Corey Clark. Dennis Porter back in the WAMB studios. 22-12, North U on top, and Carson Gettle's a big reason why.
Yes, and I'll tell you something else. Gavin Morris taking that charge, fired up, not just the five Knights on the floor, the whole bench. They were all stood up and clapping, and that's what we need.
They're going to come out with a full court press. Northview is. Zach Huff gets it across the timeline. Howald playing good defense. Howald drives in, bounces it off to Morris. Morris stepped up, and he got him with a body.
Morris picks up his second foul.
And Morris had to step up because Huff was coming down the lane.
Well, Gettle should have slid over, but he didn't. So Garrison will come in. Morris will take a seat with two fouls. And Evan Davies will shoot two.
And he'll knock down number one. Big thanks to Sonic Drive-In in East Terre Haute in 46 and North Terre Haute on Fort Harrison. We'll have Coach Zach Keys at halftime to talk about his North U-89's big victory over North Putnam. And Davies misses free throw number two. Ball's in the air, batted around. And Dylan Neusel comes up with it. But Neusel will just throw it away.
I don't know what happened for Neusel. I think it was tipped.
I think
they're going
to
talk about it.
It had to be tipped the way it went.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was tipped. The officials are talking. It's going to be Northview basketball. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
The little number 10, he was right in his face, and I could have swore number one, John Huffman, I could have swore he tipped it, but, you know.
There's no way the angle of the ball went that without being tipped.
We're 95 feet away.
Howald on the top. He's on the right side, finds Hess in the right corner. Off the Gettle. Gettle drives, throws it to Neusel in the corner, pump fakes, and.
Traveled.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Oh, I thought he just raised on his tippy toes.
No, he traveled.
Dang.
But that's his first turnover, Knight's sixth turnover.
Got to be a catch and shoot there.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Zach Huff, 22-13, brings it up the court. Huff will cross the timeline. Fires it in the corner now. Off to Davies, inside the pickle. Pickle too strong, but he'll bounce it anyway.
That's 10 points now for Pickle. He's got 10 of their 15. You know, and I knew going into this game, their offense ran through him.
Neusel falling down a bit. Loses the basketball, but corrals it. Swings it to Holwar on the top.
Coach Byram's not happy about something. He went right to Brevin Cooper, and he told him, go check in. I don't know which one's coming out, but he isn't happy with something.
Neusel splits defenders, throws it ahead, and it's going to be
an offensive foul.
Offensive foul. Can't come in the lane like that recklessly, not really knowing what you're doing. Let's see if Brevin Cooper comes in for Dylan Neusel, and he will.
Yep, Neusel's going to check out. Cooper checks in.
Hess in, Holwald, Cooper, Gettle, and Keegan Garrison.
Only Garrison looks like he's turned down a little bit. I mean muscular big. I'm not saying he was out of shape or anything. He was just cut.
Aaron Pickle, drive baseline, gets stopped by Cooper. All right, Pickle gets the ball knocked away by Hess. It's on the floor. Cooper picks it up. Finds Hess. Now backs it up to Jack Holwald. Holwald swings it to Carson Gettle, who hands off to Brevin Cooper. Garrison offensive foul. Moving screen.
Yep, Garrison did too, and that's his second foul. 7-point game. We haven't scored for a while, Corey. Gettle scored right off the bat. Hess got that layup on the breakaway. In the last 2 minutes, we've been stalemates. We've turned it over.
22-15, a 7-point game, Brad. So here we go. 4:14 to go in the first half. Zach Huff, you have to take a break, brings up the court. Huff will be on the right side, picks
travels.
Up his dribble, and he'll drag that right toe just enough to be a travel.
I'll tell you what, these officials have been on top of it. I know the fouls are 7-2, but they've called turnovers, travels, push-offs. They're calling it clean.
Cooper brings it up the court. On the left side, hands off to Holwald. Nearly lost it, picks it right back up. Holwald spins, Cooper three in the corner.
Boom!
There you go, just like that. Coach Michael Byram will call a timeout. 25-15 on the Great Dane scoreboard. 3:53 to go in the first half. Don't go anywhere, right here on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
After a 3-point bucket by Brevin Cooper, you know, if Caleb Swearinger going down, how big of a boost has Brevin Cooper been?
Oh, he's been outstanding. Got 8 points, hasn't missed a shot tonight. And that's what you want for somebody to step up. Been teammates for a long time. Him and Caleb, the whole sophomore class, played a lot of basketball, a lot of baseball, and a lot of football.
Crossover, Huff has it, extends the pass out wide to Davies. Davies fires it back out top to Huffman. Pickle, top of the arc, drives. Davies at the right baseline, pulls up, 14-footer, no good.
Nice defense there by Keegan Garrison.
Rebounded by Carson Gettle as Brevin Cooper will bring it up the court. Gettle near the volleyball line. Always looks like he's ready to shoot.
Oh, he is.
Cooper, he's feeling it. And that was a little bit of a heat check there.
Yeah, just missed it.
Too far of a three-pointer. Pickle taking it all the way. Fires it out wide. Good block down D by Gettle. Lobs it ahead. Garrison with his hands up in the air. But Pickle just tips it right back in like we're playing. 21 in the backyard. 25-17. What's he got, 12 now?
You bet.
Holwald driving in. Fires at the Gettle in the corner for three.
In and out.
Ball's loose. Picked up by Cooper.
Garrison for three.
How about that? Garrison.
Got it. And the whistle.
Keegan Garrison for three. Let's see what they're going to call. Bucket counts.
Yeah, the bucket counts.
It'll be a foul on North. It'll stay with Northview underneath. Garrison has a jump shot, does he?
Yeah, fouls on the Huffman, his first, the team's third, and Keegan Garrison, a beautiful three-pointer there.
And nobody in his vicinity, so he said, why not?
Yeah.
28-17. Yeah. 2.5. Gettle's from game fired. Looks like Hess in the corner. Now Hess back out to Gettle. Gettle spins away. Wide open for three. And turns in and out. Garrison gets the four. Back out to Gettle. Gettle drives. Gives off to Cooper. Court again on the corner by himself, short, knocked to the ground. You gotta like the ball movement though.
Yep.
Aaron Pickle brings it up court, hands off to Huffman, right hand, and a foul on the shot on Keegan Garrison.
That's his third. He's gonna have to come out, and Cade Bryant's gonna have to come back in with two fouls, 2:07 to go.
You need to do that, or you put Gavin Morris right back in.
Yeah. Well, Gavin's got two.
Yeah.
All three big guys got two fouls.
You can see why the Pickles aren't easy to deal with down low.
Yeah, but you know, I'll give him that one. Keegan was straight up. He didn't even reach over or anything.
John Huffman at the free throw line. He'll make number one to make it a 10-point game.
That's John's first points of the game. Checking in for him is gonna be Chris Murray after the shot. He makes it.
And it looks like the substitute was just a little too late, but Northview's gonna go with Isaac Reinhall. Reinhall comes in for Garrison. So we have a lineup of Isaac Reinhall, Jack Holwald, Tyler Hess, Brevin Cooper, and Carson Gettle. Carson Gettle hasn't taken a break one time tonight. And I think that speaks volumes to how well he's played so far in this game because he hasn't really irritated the coaching staff. Cooper drives. No-look pass. 18-footer for Gettle, and just too long. He was wide open. Picked up. Ball's loose. Here comes Huff. I think Gettle might be a little tired.
Yeah, he's gassed a little bit.
On the right side, up top, swinging the basketball right to left. 28-19, 9-point game. Ball is nearly taken away. And it's going to be a body foul.
Might have been a hand check on Isaac Reinhall.
And missed the fact he made the shot. But that's their ninth foul, so they're in the bonus.
So now we're going to see if Pickle can keep his streak alive on free throws. He hit 2 for 2 in the first. And the first one's good. 6'6". He's almost looking flat at the bottom of the net.
28-20 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Big thanks to WTHI TV News 10. WTHI coverage you can count on. Falls up, and free throw's good. 28-21. Knights need to go on another run. Throws it ahead to Hess. Hess bounces it cross court. Reinhall for three.
Reinhall
leave it
just
short.
Misses.
And how about that? Brevin Cooper draws the foul on North Putnam going up for the rebound.
That was a nice shot by Reinhall. He was wide open. Good look.
Big thanks to U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. They wish you a happy Merry Christmas and a happy New Year. Find us online at uslawns.com or like us on Facebook. Proud to support the North Unites in DLC Media.
Number one, John Huffman checks back in, and having a seat is Aaron Pickle. Pickle picked up his second foul. Only the team's fourth foul.
Cooper finds Reinhall on the baseline. Back out to Gettle. Gettle long three.
Got it.
How about that, Carson Gettle? Coach Michael Byram didn't like the shot, but he looked over and he just smiled like, all right, if you're going
to
make him.
31-21 with a minute and 10 to go.
He's been on fire ever since the second half of last Saturday's game. 21-31. Knights lead by 10, a minute to go. Pickle, right corner, three-pointer, line drive, got it.
Nice.
How about a big man that can shoot?
Nice.
Gettle in transition, one-on-one, slows it down. Gettle, crossover, kicks it out, and it's going to be a turnover. No, what a save by Holwald. 44 seconds, Cooper, slowing it down, out to Gettle. Gettle, no look to Cooper. Cooper for a long three. Too long, good. And foul on Northview. I don't think Coach Michael Byer liked that at all. Why are they shooting at 30 seconds? Why not wait?
Well, and it wasn't an open look by Cooper. I mean,
Cooper's got to play within himself, and he knows that. Step back, three, four steps, and then his shot.
Yeah. The free throw line, he gets two more here. We got 10 team fouls. And that's Reinhold's second foul, so Isaac Reinhold picks up two pretty quick. So all four of our big guys with at least two or three fouls.
And up is good. Just like that, it was a 10-point game after a three by Gettle, and now it's a 6-point game, possible 5-point game after this free throw. Big thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance local agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Give him a call today, 812-208-3244, and he'll take care of you.
Andrew Pickle makes the second one.
Full court pass, Reinhold. Got an assist from Gettle. How about that? Carson Gettle cherry picking like we're playing backyard basketball.
Reinhold picks up his first 2 points.
33-26, 18 seconds to go. Huff drives left side. Reinhold steps over, extinguishes the pass back up top to Huffman. Huffman, no look, batted away, picked up by Hess. 8 seconds. Here comes Gettle. 6, 5.
Double dribble.
And he can't do that, buddy.
No, you might do that in the backyard, but not here.
Now, he could do that if he just used one hand and a little hurdle, but he grabbed it with both. That's something you get away with every once in a while if the official's not paying attention, but 33-26, 4.8 seconds to go. Huff gets it off. It's in the hands of Andrew Pickle. Pickle drives, taken away by Hess, ball is loose. Pickle throws it up and no good.
No good. He
at
traveled.
The end of half number one on the Great Dane scoreboard, 33-26. North Unites on top. Don't go anywhere. Quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Coach Zach Keys here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here at North Putnam High School on Timeless Classics, WAMB. 33-26 halftime score on the Great Dane scoreboard. We're on the Sonic Drive-In Show. Sonic Drive-In brought to you by East Terre Haute on 46 and North Terre Haute on Fort Harrison. Zach Keys, Northview United, joins us here at halftime. Coach, first off, congratulations on a big win.
Thank you. It was a big win for us on the road. Gets us to 3-0 in the conference.
And just keeps our winning streak going.
And you think about that, you've now won four in a row. A big win against Terre Haute North. That was a home game. But then you go on the road and knock off a North Putnam team. It's conference play on the road. They're never easy.
No, and they've been playing well. You know, last week they beat a really good Sullivan team here. They play hard here. And we fought through some adversity there in the second quarter and found a way to win.
And if I'm right, if the score remained the same, I think Sullivan knocked off Greencastle tonight.
Yeah,
so that's big for you guys.
Yeah, big win. Big win for Sullivan as well.
Talk about your team tonight, the adversity they had to face. Obviously a lot of foul trouble in the first half. How did you fight through it?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job. We came out and pressured in our 1-3-1 and jumped out to that 17-4 lead. And then all of a sudden, we were in some serious foul trouble there in the second quarter and kind of let them hang around. And that foul trouble stayed with us throughout the rest of the game, which really put us in position to, you know, have to play some kids that haven't played a lot. But it was good for them. And towards the end there, we got the ball where we needed it to be, to Jenny in the post to seal the game.
Yeah, Jenny Lundy of 19 points was our player of the game. But we always talk about Jenny Lundy.
Yeah.
I want to focus on two guards that have been getting extended playing time in Richie and Barker. They're long, lengthy, great on defense.
And Haley played excellent tonight. And Barker as well hit a big shot for us. But Haley's really been playing well these last couple games. And like you said, they're long, they're athletic. They give us a lot on the defensive end, and they're starting to knock down some shots as well.
Anybody else that you think stood out tonight?
You know, just in general, I thought as a group, we really fought through adversity. You know, it's the second time. You know, I thought at Sullivan was another night where we really had to fight through some things, and tonight we did it again. And when you could not play well and still find a way to win, that's encouraging as a coach.
Well, it says on the schedule December 18th against Park Heritage, but yeah. It says to be determined. What's that about?
I don't know. We play Park Heritage on Tuesday, and then we go to Vincennes for the Vincennes tournament next weekend.
It's always a fun tournament to play in.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. We get to play a good, really, really good Lenten team to start things off, so we're looking forward to that. But first, we got to take on a really good Park Heritage team.
All right, Coach, good luck the rest of the season. I'll talk to you soon. Congratulations on the big win.
Thanks.
33-26, halftime score. Don't go anywhere on here on WAMB.
He finally did it.
What?
He got her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger.
Guys, if you really love her, get her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99. Nothing says you're the best thing that ever happened to me like crispy bacon and black pepper mayo. One bite of warm, buttery brioche bun will leave her speechless.
It's beautiful.
Hurry into Sonic for the new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99.
Tax not included. See menu for details for limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back here on the halftime show, Sonic Drive-In Halftime. Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark, Sonic Drive-In. And East Terre Haute on 46 and North Terre Haute on Fort Harrison. 33-26, North Unites have a lead at halftime. And they're playing very, very well basketball without Cade Bryan on the floor due to foul trouble for majority of the first half, Brad. What's your analysis of the first half of play?
Best night's half first half I've seen all year, Corey. I know we're in foul trouble, but offensively, we're moving the basketball. We're looking for open shots. Scoring for the Knights, Carson Gettle, 13. Brevin Cooper, 8. Cade Bryan, 5. 3 points for Dylan Newsell, 3 points for Keegan Garrison, 2 for Hess, and 2 for Reinel. The key for North Putnam so far is Andrew Pickle, the 6'6 senior. He's got 19 points in the first half. Only 3 players have scored for North Putnam. Evan Davis has got 5, and John Huffman has got 2 off the bench. 2 of the starters combined for 24 points with Andrew Pickle 19 and Evan Davies 5. The foul situation, Corey, Gavin Morris with 2, Cade Bryan with 2, Isaac Reinel with 2, and Keegan Garrison with 3. The reason why, you look, those 9 fouls on our 9, on our 4 big guys trying to control Andrew Pickle. Andrew Pickle, with 19 points, 6 of those coming from the free throw line. He's big and lanky. He's very athletic. I was talking to Chris DeHart there in the halftime break, and we was talking about it, how much he's, you know, developed from last season. He's a very athletic kid.
We'll take one more break when we come back. Second half should be underway. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Once again, the halftime score, your North Unites 33, North Putnam Cougars 26, right here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Does your business need a change in curb appeal? Let the team at U.S. Lawns go to work for you. U.S. Lawns, now at their new location, 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute, can do lawn maintenance and landscaping without charging you an arm and a leg. U.S. Lawns can also do residential fertilization, so your lawn will look its best all year long. U.S. Lawns can even remove snow from your parking lot this winter. Give U.S. Lawns a call today. You can find them on the web at uslawns.com. Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Cooper didn't hit one the second half, did he?
Back here on Timeless Classics, WAMB on 1130 AM, 99.5 FM in Terre Haute, 106.9 FM in Brazil, and online from literally everywhere, anywhere. Maybe from your cruise next week, Brad, on WAMBradio.com.
We're not on the air for any games. That's why I got a chance to take a cruise and get out of Dodge for a bit. No snow in the forecast, no basketball to broadcast.
We got a little bit of break?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Until the Wabash Valley Classic.
And I'm excited for that. That's 4 days that I look forward to. We don't broadcast all the games like I used to, Corey, but I'll tell you what. I can't tell you the last time I haven't been there for every game. I know there's been a few years that I missed a couple games in the afternoon or whatever due to other things going on, but I'll tell you, it's the best $20 you can spend if you pre-buy your ticket. Buy a four-day pass for any school that's in the Classic for $20. It's the best high school basketball you can get, and David versus Goliath. There's no class. There's no, you know, there's no seating. It's a blind draw. Two of the best teams, two of the most favored teams to win the tournament match up on game one and day one in the second game with Linton and Casey Westfield.
Which is a fun thing to do. Northview takes on Terre Haute North. We'll broadcast all of Northview games.
Yeah. And Westview going Terre Haute South. They match up right before the Northview game.
And if there's a local area team around our WAMB signal, we will more than likely broadcast the championship. But stay tuned on that.
Well, I think the Park Heritage, their games will be broadcast as well on the 104.9 Oldies.
Yeah, WAXI.
Yeah.
33-26, Carson Gettle up top. They're going south to north this time, away from us. Cade Bryan back in the game, back off to Gettle. Gettle bounces it to Cooper on the left wing. Cooper finds trailing Cade Bryan, extends it outside to Gavin Morris. No rush. Gettle. Back out to Cooper. Cooper for three.
Hard, deep.
And Dylan Neusel saves it in the corner. Gettle, all by himself, rims it in and out for a three. Ball's loose. Picked up by North Putnam and Pickle. And Pickle throws it away. And the North Putnam mascot covers his eyes. I love when high schools have mascots.
Yeah. That's what I did my senior year when I was injured. I was the knight.
Really? Did you have a furry costume?
No, I didn't have a furry. I had a helmet and I had a night costume.
Could they see who you were?
No.
That's the one thing I don't want.
Not very many people even knew it was me.
That's a good thing. Well, you just told everybody.
That was 25 years ago.
What year?
More than that. I don't know how many years. It was 93, so yeah, 25 years ago.
You're 30, right?
Uh-huh.
Cooper on the right side, 7 minutes ago. What am I? Cade Bryan in the corner. Bryan penetrates back to the middle. Fires it off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper will drive inside the Neusel in the corner. Bryan, pump fake, spins away. Wide open. Dylan Neusel for three. Rolls in and out.
Three shot attempts for the Knights. All three have been from 21 foot or more, and we've got 0 points to start the second half.
33-26. So does North Putnam. Swings it to left side in the hands of Murray. Murray bounces it in the pickle. Brennan Cooper steals it. Now it's in the hands of Gettle. Gettle. Cross court to Cooper. Back on top to Carson Gettle.
Thought about shooting it from 25 foot. That would have got him a seat beside Coach.
Cade Bryant pulls up for three. It's in and out of the basket. No good. Rebounded now by Zach Huff. Huff throws it ahead to Aaron Pickle, the freshman. Swings it to Chris Murray. Murray drives. Gavin Morris straight up. And they're going to call a foul on Gavin Morris.
Not a chance.
I don't know about that one.
That's Morris's third foul. So now we have Garrison and Morris both with three.
Morris just shaking his head in disbelief.
It was right here in front of us, Corey. It wasn't a foul. And the first one by Evan Davies is good.
33-27, 5:57 to go in the third quarter.
6-point game.
Big thanks to Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor.
Second shot's up. Back iron. No good.
Good rebound by Newsel as Cade Bryan blocked him out. Cooper brings it up court. Fires the pass to Gettle. Gettle travels.
Third turnover now for Gettle.
Carson Gettle has not seen the bench once tonight. Probably more majority of the fact everybody's in foul trouble, and there goes Cooper.
They give a first foul on Cooper, and all he was doing was chasing the ball. He never touched him. But their conseil is a hold, and he never touched him.
So, this is how games last long.
Yep. That's what happened in that girls' game. 41 fouls.
33-27, 5:44 to go in the third quarter. Knights have played two very good quarters of basketball, but usually they have about one quarter. Let's see if they can make sure that doesn't happen tonight.
So far, we're 0 for 4 from three-point land. That's the only thing we've shot. And now we get a cheap foul on Newsel. That's his first. So all of a sudden, it's three fouls against the Knights, zero on North Putnam.
Coach Michael Byron told me before the game to make sure they don't have one of those bad quarters. He says he doesn't care. He'll use all his timeouts in one quarter to regroup them.
Yeah.
This might be a good time for one of those. On the right side, Pickle gets in the corner, thought about the three. Gettle's in his face. Good job by Carson Gettle. Forced to put the pass back out to Huff. Now it's Pickle for a long three. Short. Ball's picked up over the back. And it's going to be fought for. Picked up by Pickle. Pickle kicks it out to Huff. Huff now back out on top to younger brother Aaron Pickle. Pickle drives baseline. Taken away by Carson Gettle. He'll be out of bounds.
I see there that the facial expression stuff by Carson Gettle towards the official, what gets him under the radar. They keep watching him. He's got to smile and be happy and talk to him.
North Putnam corner for three. Ball's loose, and it'll be white ball. So which means North Putnam's ball. Last touch by Carson Gettle.
Aaron Pickle just missed that three, the younger brother of Andrew.
Oh, Coach Michael Barber's got told by the official to scoot back. Official had a call timeout to tell Coach Michael Byron to get back in his box.
Give a bench warning.
What bench warning mean? That's, does he have to sit down, or is that just if he gets a T?
No. Bench warning, just that he was out of the box. Next one will be a technical.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. He's talking to his player. Pickle fires the pass to Huff for three off
short.
The front of the rim. Rebounded by Gettle. Gettle brings it up the court. Bounces it off to Cade Bryant. In the corner to Newsel. Hands it right back off to Brian. Brian yo-yoing the basketball up top. Hands off to Gettle. Gettle goes left to right, back to Brevin Cooper. 33-27 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Knights lead by six. Bounces it ahead to Cade Bryan, taken away. Pickle goes up, and he misses his own dunk. In and out. And now here comes Cade Bryan the other way, right hand. No good, Cooper. The putback got it. And Coach Michael Byron will call a timeout. 35-27. And how about that? That's kind of fun. We'll be right back here on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging.
But Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
After Coach Michael Byram timeout, he's trying to slow down the troops after a big shot there by Brevin Cooper on the other side. A missed dunk by Aaron Pickle. Or not Aaron Pickle, excuse me. It was Andrew Pickle. I'm just going to say Pickle. Under four to go, 35-27. North Putnam has the ball. Chris Murray swings it cross court to Pickle. Back to Huff. Gettle reads it, intercepts it all by himself. He'll draw some contact, and they'll call the bot a travel.
Oh, they call travel. You got to be kidding me.
Oh, wow. He was tackled to the ground.
He was tackled.
That's
Coach Byram just walks to the other end of the floor. That's homered.
That's awful.
But
officials right in front of me, too.
Now, I don't know how you get a travel out of a tackle.
Playing football. 3:30 to go, 35-27. Out top to Pickle. Pickle hands off to younger brother Pickle. Three-point attempt's good. Five-point game. North Putnam's going to call a timeout. 3:25 to go, Brad. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Let's see who's tougher. Don't go anywhere on Timeless Classics.
Only the third period.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Coming out of the timeout, 35-30 on Timeless Classics WAMB. Full court press supplied by North Putnam. Bryant gets off to Gavin Morris, who gets it right back to Bryant. Bryant across the timeline, double team, finds Cooper. Cooper up top, off to Gettle. Gettle hands off to Bryant, bounces it off to Neusel. Neusel trying to feed it inside to Gavin Morris. It'll be a foul on the floor.
That's the second foul on Huffman. Yeah. Huffman was guarding on Gavin Morris and had him hooked from behind. First foul for the Cougars.
Brevin Cooper to pass in. Fires it out top to Neusel, over to Cade Bryant. Bryant had the trailing Cooper, didn't get it to him. Instead, it would be Neusel on the left wing. Now Cooper. Cooper to Gettle, give it to Bryant down low. And then they'll give it back to Cooper. Cooper up top. Cooper drives left side, spins away, hands off to Gettle. 2:44 to go in the third quarter. Gettle drives, loses his dribble, goes up right hand.
Doesn't get a foul.
Contact in the world, no foul, but Cooper gets the offensive board, and it'll be out of bounds. Last touch by North Putnam.
At a substitution.
Tyler Hess will come in for Dylan Neusel.
Neusel's been kind of flat. He hit that three in the beginning and just hasn't done much since. Maybe you'll get him a little breather and come back out and be firing up. Got a quick foul on Zach Huff. That's his first. Team second.
Do makeup calls exist?
Well, that wasn't a makeup. He shoved him through the inbound. But
2:35 to go in the third quarter. 35-30. Cade Bryant to pass it in and gets it off to point guard Brevin Cooper. Cooper finds Morris on the wing. Morris. Darts at the Gettle, bad pass, easy layup. Chris Murray the other way. Just like that, a one-possession game of 2:18 to go in the third quarter. 35-32. Cooper up top, finds Morris, trailing to the bucket. Right hand, he's fouled.
Gavin goes to the ground hard.
They've had that shot three times tonight to different players, and they finally give it to the trailing Gavin Morris.
That's Aaron Pickles. Third foul, and I think that's why Tyler Hess went in. I think coach told him, look, you've seen it, you've seen him cutting, you've got to get it to that first cutter.
Morris free throw good. God, he's got a nice shot,
I love Gavin Morris's shot. His dad was a heck of a basketball player for Van Buren High School as well. And, you know, Chip had an amazing shot. And I think he had a name on the banner up there for scoring and stuff at Van Buren. But
36-32. Big thanks to Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
I'd like to see Gavin shoot some more. That was his first shot at the rim tonight.
Morris knocks down both, makes it 37-32. 2 minute warning coming up in the third quarter. Driving the bucket will be Huff. Huff goes
tipped
up
by Cooper.
Cade Bryant just got tackled to the floor by Evan Davies, but it's Hess in the corner for three.
Got it.
How about that? Big time shot. 40-32, a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Zach Huff up top. Huff, covered by Cooper. Gets it to Davies on the left wing. Davies, back out to Pickle. Pickle drives, just goes into contact. Picked up by, looks like, Zach Huff on the offensive board. Huff, going inside. Right hand, no, and it's going to be a foul on the shot.
It's going to be on Gettle. That's his first. Didn't call the offensive foul right in front of us, but they call a body foul.
They'll call it on Cooper.
They called on Cooper?
Was that his second?
Yeah, it's his second. Gettle still with zero. And Chris Murray to shoot one or two.
Chris Murray at the line. He's a 6 foot senior. Misses free throw number one. You know, they look shorter than 6 foot from here.
Yeah.
But then I get on the floor and I realize I'm like, so much shorter than them.
Morris will have a seat. Garrison with three fouls checks in. 121 in the third.
He's been a nice energy boost.
Yeah. That three was nice.
Chris Murray to make it a 7 point game. And he will not. Ball is picked up by Gavin. Nope, Keegan Garrison on the board. Now it's Brevin Cooper the other way. Cooper off to Brian.
Cade's got to get going here. He's failed to.
Gettle for three.
Back
too
iron.
Strong. Ball's picked up by Pickle. What does Cade Brian have point-wise?
5 points.
Three-point attempt off the front of the rim. No good. Gettle gets the rebound. What a pass to Cade Brian in the dunk. Oh, he almost dunked over Pickle.
That could have been a technical foul. He didn't even go for the ball. Shoved Cade Bryan in air. And that's going to be Pickle's first foul.
I might have got a little loud there. I apologize to anybody listening. But my goodness, Carson Gettle from full court threw it like a fastball in transition. Like it's Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. Finds Cade Bryan. He nearly slammed it over Pickle and sent him on a poster.
Bryan misses the first free throw.
Would have been a Pickle poster. I did stop.
That could have been a technical foul, an intentional foul, but.
Brian was fouled on the shot. He'll miss free throw number one. Number two is good. So, looks like Carson Gettle will come out of the game for the first time. He'll probably be back out at the start of the fourth quarter. 41-32. Zach Huff across the timeline. Huff to Pickle. Pickle catch and shoot short. Rebounded by Cade Brian. Let's see if they go for one shot. Yep, they will. 41-32 on the Great Dane scoreboard, Brazil. Hands off to Holwald, 25 to go. Holwald to Hess, back to Cooper. 20 seconds. Garrison fires it ahead to Brian. Brian swings it to Cooper, 15 seconds. Cooper on top of 10 seconds to go. Finds Holwald. Holwald trapped in the corner, throws it to a wide open Keegan Garrison, who just gets the layup to fall. And just like that, the quarter will come to an end as Cooper stole it. 43-32. Is Northview and North Putts head? I think so. Final quarter of play. Can Northview finish and get their first win of the year? We'll find out on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
He finally did it.
What?
He got her Sonic's new steakhouse bacon cheeseburger.
Guys, if you really love her, get her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99. Nothing says you're the best thing that ever happened to me like crispy bacon and black pepper mayo. One bite of warm, buttery brioche bun will leave her speechless.
It's beautiful.
Hurry into Sonic for the new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99.
Tax not included. See menu for details for limited time. Only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Final quarter of play coming up here at North Putnam High School. Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Northview going for their first win of the year. Northview 43, North Putnam 32. It's a 9, or it's an 11-point lead for Northview.
We shut down Andrew Pickle, who had 19 the first half. He didn't have a point in the third quarter.
John Huffman up top. Huffman swings it over in the corner to Huff. Huff drives near the free throw line. Back to Huffman for three and got it. How did that go in? 8-point game. Cooper up top. On the left side. Bounces it ahead to Cade Bryan. Gets past Pickle. Right hand foul. No shot. No foul will be called, but the shot is good.
Cade Bryan with the first basket there. That's going to help spark him here as it's a 10-point lead.
Yeah, if you want Cade Bryan to get going, ask me now.
What I like we got here, we got Tyler Hess, the football defender, up against Pickle, and he's staying right in his pocket, and that's what's keeping him from getting any points.
Playing a boxing one of some sort?
Well, they're playing man-to-man, but Tyler's just staying with him, no help side.
Right baseline. Shot is blocked from behind, but it's going to be offensive foul as Davies will go to the line. Fouled by Brevin Cooper.
That's third foul on Cooper.
Cade Bryan comes over and hugs Bryan and Hess. Cooper and Hess. Trying to get him to calm down.
No, they called that.
Oh. 21.
First shot's up and good by Evan Davies. I don't think they updated. They updated the scoreboard. That's three on Cooper.
They'll have to come out for a couple minutes. Minutes ago.
Howald checks in.
Carson Gatto came in.
Oh.
Okay. Howald was in.
Davies made the first one.
Second one is up and no good. Rebounded by Hess. He lobs it ahead to Gettle. 7 minutes. Gettle on the right baseline behind the back. Picks it up. Fires it back up top to Hess. Cade Bryan on the left wing will hand it off to Holwald. Holwald's got a dribble, and he will. Holwald throws it right baseline to Bryan. Cross court to Hess for three.
In and out.
What good. Gettle with the offensive board. He'll use the right hand. How about the effort by Carson Gettle coming from the opposite side of the floor?
47-36, 6:20 to go.
Huff, covered tightly by Holwald, bounces it on the wing to Huffman. Huffman between the pickle.
Nobody touched him.
And they're going to call a foul on.
I don't know, because nobody touched him.
Cade Bryan? It looks like he just missed the layup.
Yeah. He's going to shoot two.
Cade's got three. Coach Marietta let him know how many he has. So obviously trust him enough to keep him in the ball game.
Well, it's the fourth quarter. Yeah, you can't take them with you. They don't carry over. Pickle makes the first one.
Now, if he had four fouls, it'd be a different story, in my opinion. But so Pickle knocks it down, makes it a 10-point game. Big thanks to Sonic Driving in East Terre Haute on 46 and North Terre Haute on Fort Harrison. Pickle to make it a 9-point game, and he will.
Pickle gets them both.
Full court press. Bryan might have traveled. It's in the corner for Gettle, and it's too short, but Garrison offensive putback, no good. Rebounded by Pickle. 47-38, 6 minutes ago. Chris Murray drives in, blocked by Holwald.
And this guy calls it 28 feet from the ball. The guy underneath the rim doesn't even blow his whistle, kind of shakes his head wondering what's going on.
Connor Lane, the photographer over here with the picture, said no one touched him.
No one touched him. It was a phantom foul. As Murray will shoot two, 47-38. If I was the official underneath the basket, I wouldn't be too proud of his counterpartner who just blew the whistle 30 feet from the basket.
Brevin Cooper will check in. Jack Holwald. Hey, Timeless Classics, WAMB, where we provide North United's basketball and commentator. We have fun.
8-point game, second shot. for Murray.
We're competitive too, by the way. 8 points, and now it's a 7-point game. Murray knocks in, 5:57 to go. Cooper ahead to Bryan. Bryan back to Cooper. Cooper splits the defenders, finds Hess, corner for Gettle, nearly lost it. He'll dish it off to Cooper, who puts it up with a left hand. What a pass by Carson Gettle.
Nice job by the sophomore, Brevin Cooper. Switch hands go up. Nice look there by Gettle.
He's got to be close to a double-double assist-wise, I would think.
Oh, I'm sure.
49-40.
Cooper with 12 points now, and that's what we talked about. We need all five starters to have 10 points.
Backdoor to Pickle. Pickle.
He traveled.
Traveled, but the ball's in the air. Picked up by Garrison. Cooper had Gettle open, didn't get it to him. Cooper throws it ahead, had his arm hit in midair. Now it's ahead to Huff. Huff on the baseline. Finds Huffman. Huffman goes over and rebounded by Garrison. Cade Bryan across the timeline. Finds Cooper.
Coach Byram needs to call timeout and slow
things down.
Yeah,
I think
down.
That's what I was thinking.
Nine.
Bounces it ahead to Cade Bryan. Out of Hess, off to Gettle. Gettle beats the man off the dribble. Right hand good. Carson Gettle's in his bag tonight.
17 points for Gettle. And you said, you know, Coach Byram wanted him to have 20.
He wanted him and Cade to have 20.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Cooper stepped up. Cooper with 14 or 12.
51-40, 4.5 to go.
And the bench has done outstanding.
Huff has the ball up top, off to Huffman. They're trying to feed Pickle. Pickle double team, push the guy to the floor.
Finally gets an offensive foul, and that's Tyler Hess. I said earlier, he's got his hand in his pocket. That time he had his hand in the cookie jar and got knocked down. That's the second foul on Pickle.
Big thanks to U.S. Lawns of Central Indiana. They wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Find us online at uslawns.com or like us on Facebook. Proud to support Northview Athletics and DLC Media. 41-40, 4:10 to go. Let's see how long they can hold on to the basketball.
Well, they need to take a minute off each possession.
Cooper to Gettle. Gettle dribbles into traffic, turns it over. Here comes Pickle. Pickle on Bryan, Euro step. Leaves the layup short, knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Northview's ball.
Pickle's a little out of control this second half. You know, he was pretty dominant, had 19 the first half. He's yet to make one from the floor.
Full timeout by North Putnam. We'll take one with them. 51-40. Northview leads with 4 minutes to go on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We're back here at North Putnam High School for Brad Wallace. I'm Corey Clark. Yes, we're back in the WAMB studios. We're trying to get a clean sweep tonight for the Northview girls and Northview boys. JV boys won. Last I heard, JV girls weren't playing as hot, but if both varsity teams can win, it'd be huge. 51-40, 3:56 to go in the fourth quarter, Brad.
We need a win tonight because we're going back home tomorrow night to take on a Bloomington North team that's not as good as they have been in the past, but they're a good basketball team.
Also very well coached.
Yeah.
So the game is Adam Morris, Brevin Cooper, Tyler Hess, Cade Bryan, and Carson Gettle. So they're riding with Hess over Neusel. Full court press. Cooper's got it. Man to man. He'll cross it. Trap. Morris. Gettle thought about the three. He'll drive instead. Right hand. And it won't go in.
Nice take by Gettle. Can't be upset with that one.
Full court pass to Zach Huff, who's double teamed. Huff. Off to the right side. Back up top to Huff. 3.5 to go, 11-point game. Aaron Pickle in the corner. Murray, three, no good. Rebounded offensively by Pickle. He'll drive baseline, has nowhere to go.
Nice defense by Tyler S. He's staying right on him.
Just throws it up. Murray, backdoor cut, out of bounds, Northview ball. 3:13 to go. Morris. to pass it in. Bounce it ahead to Hess, and a body foul all day.
Foul on number one. That's John Huffman, his third. He's playing aggressive, but Tyler Hess coming off the bench. Defensively, he's been solid. Defensively, he's been solid.
He's had a big boost.
Yeah, 5 points.
Morris off to Cooper. Cooper needs help because he picked up his dribble. He'll get to Morris and back to Cooper. Cooper crossover, drives right side to Ghetto in the corner. 11-point game, 3 minutes left. See how long they can hold the basketball. I'd be impressed they hold it all 3 minutes. Cooper to Hess. Out top to Gettle. Gettle back over to Cade Bryan. Morris wide open for three.
Oh, just front of the iron. Cade gets a rebound.
Cade goes up, blocked from behind. Cooper puts it up and in. No good. But Cade Bryan was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two attempts.
Cade Bryan missed the first one, made the second one. His last attempt from the line. I need Cade to put both these in.
Bryan puts it up and in. What's he at now?
That's his 6 point.
You know, Coach Bryan's going to be very pleased that his team was able to rally around that.
Well, and that's what I've said. You know, I've said for the last 3 weeks, you know, we can't focus on one player. We got to focus on a team. Now, I'm not knocking Coach Byram or anything, but he's always one of them. You know, he's had one horse to lead the show with, you know, Boo and Whitson, you know. So now we need to really look at playing as a team, and it's working.
On the top.
It's working.
North Putnam has it, 2.5. Aaron Pickle for three. Off the mark, rebounded by Bryan. And Bryan may not be scoring, but when he's in, he's rebounding and playing defense.
Yeah, he's playing defense, and I like it.
Gettle, 2:20 to go, 13-point lead for the Knights. Gettle on the right wing. Picks up his dribble, finds Morris. Morris back to Gettle. Now it's Cooper. Cooper will be fouled.
That's going to be on Zach Huff, his second. That's the team's eighth, so Cooper will shoot one in bonus.
Big thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance local agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Give him a call at 812-208-3244.
Cooper gets the first one.
As well as WTHI TV 10. Depend on News 10, WTHI, coverage you can count on.
14-point game, 207. Cooper misses the second one, but Cade Bryan with a big rebound to Hess. Hess lays it in.
And just like that, 56-40. Timeout called by Coach Michael Byram in the North Unites at 2 minutes ago. Don't go anywhere on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Does your business need a change in curb appeal? Let the team at U.S. Lawns go to work for you. U.S. Lawns, now at their new location, 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute, can do lawn maintenance and landscaping without charging you an arm and a leg. U.S. Lawns can also do residential fertilization, so your lawn will look its best all year long. U.S. Lawns can even remove snow from your parking lot this winter. Give U.S. Lawns a call today. You can find them on the web at uslawns.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Cooper. Well, there's some scores right now on Timeless Classics WAMB. Carson Gettle has 17 and Brevin Cooper.
Cooper, 13. Three for Neusel. Two for Morris. Seven for Cade Bryan. Five for Keegan Garrison. Five for Hess. And two for Reinl off the bench.
So was that eight different players that scored?
Oh, yeah. Everybody scored but Howald.
That's impressive.
And Howald's had very limited minutes. But what's been impressive is Tyler Hess's defense on the big fella. He shut him down since they put him on him the second half.
56-40, 2 minutes ago.
Andrew Pickle has not made a shot from the floor since they put Hess on him.
Now Pickle drives in, right hand,
misses
no good
again.
Hess has been dominant. Have to ask Coach Michael Byram about that in the post-game interview.
Yeah, they're going to love watching the video. They're going to love this when they break this one down. Hess has done an outstanding job.
He's just hugging Pickle, and he's shorter,
yep,
too.
Oh, he's given up. He's given up 8-9 inches.
Three-point attempt by Murray, no good. Offensive board, and they're going to call a foul on Gavin Morris.
And that's going to be Morris's fourth foul with a minute 25 to go. They're going to call it a push, but Morris was standing straight up and down. He just smiles, you know. He can't win on this one. First shot's up and good for Evan Davies.
Makes it a 15-point game. Northview should win this one. This is a great win for your first one that you're on the road, a conference opponent.
With a better record.
Yeah. Well, and Gavin Morris gets it knocked away by Pickle. Cooper, ball's loose. Cooper picks it up. It's on the floor. Cade Bryant has it. Coach Michael Byram is screaming timeout. They had to say it four times.
The coach was calling timeout the whole time.
They're not giving him a timeout.
They didn't give him the timeout. They're going to call a 10-second call.
Well, probably because the ball was in midair when they finally heard him. 15-point game, a minute 14 to go. North Putnam to pass it in and gets it into Davies.
Hess is just denying.
Davies will push off offensively, won't get called. Left hand for Murray, got it.
That's all right. Good job by Gavin Morris to let it go.
Full court ahead to Carson Gettle. Gettle with the layup. What a pass by Gavin Morris, the pitcher. Heard some rumors.
Just
some
a minute
time
to
offers.
Go now, Corey, and we're up 15. This is
over. No. What a win.
Tyler Hess has done an outstanding job this second half.
That's the
and
first.
And he finally gets it with 40 seconds. Pickle gets his first 2 points in 40 seconds.
Cade Bryan went for the poster dunk. He just missed it. Now it's Pickle. Pickle with the left hand. It's good. And just like that, it's an 11-point game. Cade Bryan tried. Now what's the word?
Coach Byram telling him, hey, good job. Just, you know, they laugh, go on about it. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here, Corey, because, hey, what just happened? Let's talk about this a minute. 19 points in the first half for Andrew Pickle. We had four guys guarding him in the first half that picked up 12 fouls. All right, four guys guarded him. They got three fouls, so they had 12. All right, now, Hess has came in. Hess has zero fouls for the game. He has guarded him the second half, and he just made his first basket with 40 seconds to go.
That's unreal. Michael Byram, the coaching staff, is just going to geek when they see the film.
Yeah, when they look that over, and it's just amazing. Amazing. So,
Cade Bryan tried the poster, the life out of North Putnam there. Bryan to pass in, gets it to Cooper. Cooper will
foul,
get fouled.
Foul Cooper. He's got a good stroke at the free throw line. I'd rather him foul Gavin Morris, but he was the trigger man on the inbounds. I don't know how only 1/10 of a second come off the clock. It was 25.8, and he dribbled three times, but
jeez.
We're at North Putnam.
Now, Neusel's going to check in for Gavin Morris. They're going to go small, and Neusel's a very good free throw shooter.
Yeah, so's Gavin, though. So
they'll probably rely on the fact that they need more ball handlers.
Yeah.
And Bryan can dribble the ball, too. So everybody on the floor right now of Carson Gettle, Tyler Hess, Brevin Cooper, Dylan Neusel, and Cade Bryan can handle the basketball. As Cooper knocks down free throw number one, gives him 14 points on the night. And his second attempt is up and no good. Remains a 10-point, 20 seconds to go. Pickle brings it up the court, driving to the bucket. No fouls, right-hand layup missed. Neusel with the board, and Neusel will be fouled.
That's the first attack of the rim for the young Aaron Pickle. All he'd shot before was behind the arc. He was 1-for-6.
And I can't get over the fact, this is a good North Putnam team on the road. Not an easy place to play.
No.
Maybe it takes us being on the stage for the Knights to win. Should we start doing that more?
Well, there ain't very many places you go to, Corey, that have stages anymore.
What's the other one? Roncalli, maybe?
Clay City.
Yeah, Clay City has one. I'm trying to think of the one in Indianapolis I've been to.
Neusel makes the first one. That's Neusel's fourth point of the game. Scoring's going to be really balanced for the Knights tonight, which is going to make this coaching staff pretty happy.
Neusel up and good. Knocks down both. That's not playing that much in the second half. 61-47, 14-point game. No fouls, guys. It's what Coach Michael Byram is saying. Pickle drives underneath, right-hand layup good. And just like that, they hold the ball. Noose was going to hold it, And your North Unites pick up their first victory of the season, 61-49. What a night for Carson Ghetto, Brevin Cooper, and the whole North Unites organization. We'll talk to Coach Michael Byerman more when we come back. Once again, Knights get their first win of the season on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Are you seeking a position that offers great employee benefits with bonus potential and most of all pays well? Great Dane of Brazil, Indiana is currently hiring. They offer starting wages between $13 and $15 an hour, along with fantastic benefits for full-time employees after 90 days with Great Dane. Benefits include health and dental insurance, 401k with employer match, company-provided pension, and a quarterly bonus program. If you're ready to start a new career, call 812-443-4711 or visit the Career Center at greatdane.com.
We were choosing colors for the house, and I stopped and looked at Mike and said, "We're really doing this, aren't we?" The process was challenging, but Riddell was there for us every step of the way. The mortgage, closing, they eased our stress. It made sense when Mike said,
"We're really doing this."
Mortgage loans made easy from Riddell. Riddell National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Making friends since 1885.
He finally did it!
What?
He got her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger.
Oh.
Guys, if you really love her, get her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99. Nothing says you're the best thing that ever happened to me, like crispy bacon and black pepper mayo. One bite of warm, buttery brioche bun will leave her speechless.
It's beautiful.
Hurry into Sonic for the new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99.
Tax not included. See menu for details for limited time. Only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back here to North Putnam High School. Final score, 61-49. We'll have head coach Michael Byram joining us in just a little bit, as well as giving out our Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil at 812-208-3244. What a big-time win for the North Unites, Brad.
Yeah, 61-49. Great, great, great bench work for the Knights. Think about this, Corey. We talked about everybody needing to get, you know, their points. They wanted Gettle to get 20, got 19. Brevin Cooper, he got 14. Neusel, 5. Morris, 2. Cade Bryan, 7. That's your starting five. Now, look at the bench points. 5 for Garrison, 7 for Hess, and 2 for Rhino. All right, that's where we've been lacking. 14 points off the bench. Take them 14 points off the scoreboard. Where are we at? You know, we're on the, you know, the verge of not winning this basketball game. You can say games are won by, you know, scoring the most points, but we won this game in the second half by Tyler Hess' defense. Literally shut Andrew Pickle down. Pickle had 19 at the half. He ended up with 4 points in the second half, not making that first basket of the second half till 40 seconds to go in the game. Pickle ended up for 23 for North Putnam, and balanced out their scoring was 10 for Evan Davies, 6 for Chris Murray, 5 for Aaron Pickle, 3 for Zach Huff, and 2 for John Huffman for 49 points. But outstanding first win for the North Unites.
With Coach Michael Byram and Coach Vince Marietta, just welcoming their family. They're happy.
Yeah, playing with their kids. And, you know, this is a big win. You know, you finally get the first win. But Tyler Hess, I'm going to write this down. Tyler Hess
will be our player of the game.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. 0 fouls.
Let's ask him about it.
There
you go.
And think about that. You had the 4 big guys had 3 to go. Here's Coach Byram.
Coach Michael Byer, I'm going to join us with his little girls. Do they want to interview you, or do you want me to do it? I don't know if you can figure it out. We're at North Putnam High School. Coach, first off, just congratulations on your big win. First win of the season, and it was a big one for your team.
Thank you very much. I thought we played hard. I thought for the first time all year we battled all 4 quarters. And that's something that young players kind of struggle with. And dealing with the adversity, because we faced a lot of adversity here tonight, and this was a really good win for us.
How long will this go ahead for your program, winning a tough game like this on the road in North Putnam against a very good, well-coached team?
Oh, this is a huge win. I mean, it really is. This is this could be this. We've been waiting for this. This is something that we've been working towards, and we just got to move on and make sure that this helps us down the road.
Andrew Pickle played very well in the first half.
He's a very good player.
He is. Second half, you put Tyler Hess on him. Talk about the attitude and the grit that Tyler Hess brought on defense. He didn't allow him to score a 2-point field goal until 40 seconds left in the second half.
You know what? Tyler is a young man who I'm very proud of. He was a JV player last year. This is his first varsity experience, and he's a game changer. He has the ability to do that to somebody, like defensively, and plus he can hit open shots. And I'm very proud of him. He's really battled, and I can't wait to see him grow throughout the season.
With Cade Bright in foul trouble in the first half, he never got really a lot of points scored this ball game. He only ended up with 7. But talk about Carson Ghetto, 19, Brevin Cooper, 14.
Both of those, I feel like, the past 2 or 3 games have been playing really well, which they are capable of doing, and we need them. Caleb's being out really hurts us. However, I think this is a great opportunity for us to grow, and it's only going to help us down the road.
Exactly. You got a big game tomorrow now, but you get to take a win at home against Bloomington North, a very well-coached team and a storied program.
Oh, I'm very excited to play them. That's a team that I grew up playing against, so I get fired up playing against them. But, I mean, it's a great test for us. I mean, they're probably one of the most athletic teams on our schedule. And that's something – like, so our mindset's going to have to change really quick tomorrow morning in regards to that, the things that they can do, and they're really talented. So it's going to be a great opportunity.
Will you watch film as soon as you get back to school, or are you going to go home and come back in the morning and watch it?
Myself? Oh, the past 2 days I've been watching Bloomington North. I typically go Sunday to Wednesday with their first opponent on Friday night, and then I go Wednesday night to basically Friday afternoon. But when I get home, I probably will watch this game, and then in the morning I'll wake up probably about 4:30 and watch Bloomington North.
Watch Tyler Hess on defense because he's going to wow you, I promise.
Oh,
you.
I can't wait to watch it.
Congrats, Coach.
Hey, before we go, I just want to say that the Northview basketball program just wants to send their thoughts and prayers out to Matt English's family. Matt English is somebody who was a mentor of me. I, as a young coach, I had the privilege to work with him, and I consider him a close friend. And he was an inspiration, and his family's in our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, for me going to Danville, I've talked to him one time, and just a great guy.
Matt, when we both were on the Center Grove coaching staff together, and we're neighbors. So he's truly going to be missed.
All right, Coach, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Big win for the North Unites. They knock off North Putnam, 61-49. Don't go anywhere. We'll give out our player of the game on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back for the final time. We'll break this down. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Remember, Indiana Sports Talk's up next with the coach, Bob Lovell. Brad, 19 points for Carson Gebel. Brevin Cooper at 14. Tyler Hess had shut down defense on a very good player named in Andrew Pickle, a senior. Who are you giving player of the game to?
Well, you know, we talked about it before the game, and we said for the Knights to get a win, they needed 20 points from Carson Gebel. Gebel shot the ball really well. You know, he did miss a few shots, but, you know, 19 points for Carson, and kept his attitude in check. Couple times he got a couple fouls there, and, you know, he kept his cool. He ended the game with only one foul, and when he got that foul, I gotta say, I like the play of Carson Gettle tonight. He stepped up whenever Cade Bryan was off, and, you know, yeah, Tyler Hess did a great job defense. If he can do it again tomorrow night against the 6'6 Bowman, then we'll give him player of the game. But, hey, what a great job tonight by the North Unites. Coach Byram said it best. This is the next step. So tonight's player of the game, none other than number 10, Carson Gettle.
Carson Gettle deserved it, played well on both ends of the floor. Well, how about this? I'll see you in 24 hours.
Well, hopefully less than that. In 24 hours, hopefully we're going home again.
Well, maybe we'll just go to five overtimes then. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. Final score, North Unites get their first win of the season. The Lady Knights get the win earlier in the night. But for tomorrow, we have Bloomington North coming to Northview High School. Hope you could be there. If not, as always, tune in on Timeless Classics, WAMB.